Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley, talking about a number of law enforcement-related topics. Sheriff Pooley, next thing I want to ask you about is calls for service to the sheriff's office. What are you noticing from year to year? Is it the number fluctuating, or from recent years, is it going up, going down?
Year to year, it's going up every single year, it appears like. This year, our dispatch center handled a total of 41,000 calls for service compared to 39,000 the year before. This year we've handled almost 51,000 incidences compared to 48,000 the year before. You know, if you go back to 1994, there was approximately 17,000 to 18,000 incidences in our county per year. This year, like I said, we're up almost to 51,000, and we still have the same amount of deputies allocated that we did back in 1994. So we're going to look for ways to try to get more deputies. We're writing another grant right now, very similar to the tobacco grant for another SRO. So we're trying to look for ways to get more deputies on the street.
Just more criminal activity over that span from 1994, or relying on you guys more? What are you noticing?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, people call us for a wider variety of things that they typically wouldn't do years ago, per se, which is great. We love that. We love to be able to help and serve the community, but we are reaching a capacity, if you will. You know, throughout the years, we've been able to become more efficient. We're always looking for ways to be more efficient in the way we conduct our business internally and how we serve the public. You know, a big thing was computers in the cars, being able to write reports in the cars and not have to come back to the office. That just saves time for us. You know, we're trying to be as efficient as we can, but at some point we are going to reach that maximum capacity, if you will.
As we sit here in January, we're in the midst of the rainy season, snow up in the high country, but before we know it, it will be fire season once again, and I understand the sheriff's office is kind of really gearing up for the upcoming fire season.
Yeah, so we're talking already with the county OES and our fire partners. We're looking at doing a public education program this spring. We want to be able to talk about, you know, escape routes, those types of things, being prepared, having a plan. You know, we want everybody to have a bag ready to go and get out the door, have a plan to where you're going to go, where you're going to meet your family. And this spring, we hope to kick off a really comprehensive educational program for the fire season.
It's unfortunate we've had so many fires in recent years, with the Rim Fire in 2013 and every year after that, so many different fires. But I have to imagine, since we've had those fires, Sheriff's Office has had a lot of experience in this.
You know, I came here as the undersheriff in 2013. Obviously, we had the Rim Fire just 6 months after I got here. I don't remember a year that I've been here where our deputies, our entire staff, if you will, have not been involved in a major fire every year. You know, we had the Donnell Fire last year. We've helped on both of the large Mariposa fires. We helped on the Calaveras fires. We try to help our fellow counties, or especially the rural counties. You know, all of us are limited to our staffing, so we have mutual aid agreements and we go and help those counties. So not only are deputies very well trained, they are also very experienced, unfortunately, in these types of incidences.
I was going to ask you too about the issue of homelessness. That's something that we've talked to you about in the past, as well as the previous sheriff, Sheriff Mealy. You know, right now, what have you been noticing in regards to issues regarding homelessness and things that have come from that?
You know, we're getting a lot of the same complaints. Business owners are complaining about homeless loitering, littering, unfortunately sometimes vomiting or defecating in the streets, those types of things. It's always an issue. You know, as we deploy these school resource deputies, we're going to use those deputies in the summer months when the kids are out to do more community relations type things and try to attack this homeless issue, try to provide some resources for these folks and get them off the streets.
You know, homelessness is not something the sheriff's office can deal with single-handedly. Are all the various different agencies still talking?
Yeah, you know, we are always meeting, always talking with behavioral health, the county, the city. It is always at the forefront of our thought process. How do we deal with it? How can we better deal with it? How can we provide homes? How do we provide services such as, you know, the narcotics drug type programs, as well as, you know, just life skills. How do we get these folks to get out, get a job, get an education, those types of things. The sheriff's office can't do it all, obviously, and we very heavily rely on our partners to help us with this program, our problem.
Changing to a different topic, it seems like there have been so many unfortunate and tragic police shootings in Northern California just in recent weeks. I have to imagine that really hits hard for law enforcement community in general.
You know, it's been very hard. We've had three law enforcement officers killed just recently. Most recently, Natalie Corona up in Davis. It's just so tragic. It breaks your heart.
So on a different topic, you know, getting out in the community, now stepping up into the role of sheriff, and many people knew you as the undersheriff before you became sheriff, but I have to imagine that's kind of been a new transition at becoming the top person.
Yeah, so my job is really transitions from running the day-to-day operation of the agency to setting the goals and vision of the agency and making sure we meet those goals. You know, getting out in the community, partnering with the community is one of my top priorities. You know, I've always said my mantra is the first time you meet a deputy should not be when you're in crisis. You should meet us at community functions, 4-H, all those different things. So, you know, really transition. My job has been to transition into that role. It's been a lot of fun. I've got to meet so many wonderful people within our community, and I want to continue to do that.
Are you doing the Coffee with a Cop program still locally?
Yes, we're doing that, but even better than that, on the 21st, we're going to do Cocoa with a Cop. So we received a letter from a wonderful young lady who said, hey, you're always doing these coffees with a cop, but the kids can't come. How about you do Cocoa with a Cop? So we're partnering with that young lady. We're going to do it down at Schnug's on the 21st, I think at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I think the Sonora Police Department and the CHP office is going to be there. It should be a good time. Bring your kids out.
Seems like a good thing for kids to get involved and just kind of know, because we always have those unfortunate, you know, disasters in our lifetime. And if it happens, you know, they see sheriff's deputies, you guys are the good guys, try to find you and good get around you.
Yeah, you know, we want to be there to help. We want the kids to know we are there to help you. We're not there to arrest you. We're not going to, you know, the one thing I hate most in the public is when you walk by a young kid and the parent says, if you don't behave, they're going to come arrest you. We don't want to have that reputation with the kids. We want to be there. We're there to help you. If you're ever in trouble, come to us. You can come talk to us. We want to be a bigger part of the community.
When you've had your earlier coffees with a cop, you know, what type of feedback do you get from the community? Have there been some unique things said?
It's been all positive, first off. You know, we're able to talk to folks one-on-one. A lot of them take the opportunity to say, hey, look, within my neighborhood, there's this house, and I think they're dealing drugs. I want to make you aware of it, those types of things. We're able to explain some of our processes to the community, things that people will ask, well, how many deputies do you have on the street at one time? It's an opportunity for us to educate the community on the sheriff's office.
Do you feel that Tuolumne County has been generally pretty pro-law enforcement?
Oh, man, this community loves its law enforcement. We're blessed to be here. We enjoy great community support. And as a sheriff, I couldn't be any happier.
We've come to a close on this weekend show. Sheriff Pooley, we hit on a number of topics. Thanks so much for coming in. Any closing comments as we wrap up?
No, BJ, thanks for having me here. Thanks for the opportunity to be out here and talk to the community.
Look forward to talking to you down the road.
Take care.
And we thank Bill Pooley, Tuolumne County Sheriff, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Another programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by the new superintendent of schools for Tuolumne County, Kathy Parker. She'll be talking about some new initiatives that she's implementing as the new top education official in Tuolumne County. She'll also get us up to speed on enrollment trends, as well as some grant money that's coming to the county. Again, that's next week on Motherload Views with Kathy Parker, superintendent of schools. We'll see you next week for Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.